God.
These are pretty big. Some of them are brown, some of them are green, and they might get in your house. Some of them can jump quite a distance.
You ain't talking about a roach, have you?
No, these jump. These got hind legs that are strong, you know, and they really jump. Did you ever call them hopper grass?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. That's right.
You remember those when you were a boy?
Ooh, Lord, plenty of them, hopper grass. Yes, sir.
They don't do any damage, do
no,
they?
No, they don't. They don't. I bet all kind of them like them be pretty good.
How about things that spiders leave behind in the barn, say, spider weaves?
Well,
what do you call them, cobwebs or spider
weaves? Yes, that's what I call them.
And bugs that fly around a lamp?
Counterflies, I call them.
Do they get on your clothes? Are they supposed to eat your clothes or not?
Well, I don't think they're bad about that. They just love a light. If you get a light on, they just swarm around like don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear anything called a moth?
No, sir. You might call it something else. I don't remember that. I don't recall that.
How about these bugs that fly around and shine a light?
Lightning bugs, I call them. Yes.
Have plenty of them.
Yes, sir. I see them. I've been seeing them lately. Yeah, it is in a long time. I don't know where they come from. Mm-hmm. A lot of them been around there.
How about these bugs that are over water, and they'll go like this, and then go like this, and then over here, they've got two sets of wings on them. Like this, and they're whole but so big.
It's a bug.
Yes, it flies over water, and
I know what you're talking about too. You do. I know that's what you're talking about. I'm trying to get the name of it.
Some people say that when you see them, there's a snake around.
You call them snake doctor.
Is that what they?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that they're supposed to?
Yes.
That they're supposed to point out snakes or not?
Well, that's what they told me back when I was called a snake doctor. You know, my old grandma used to call them that. You know, she sure did. It's kind of dark, you know.
That's right.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
The birds. How about different kinds of owls that you remember?
Well, I remember something called old boohoo owl, you know, the little big heads. Mm-hmm. There's something called a squinch owl. Mm-hmm. The smaller.
Smaller ones.
That's right.
I see. Did you ever think when you were a boy that they brought bad luck or not?
Well, the squinch owl, I thought, you know, used to tell me that. My old mother, your grandmother, used to say that. Mm-hmm. When you hear them holler at night. She said, squeeze your wrist and quit hollering, you know, all sit to bed.
You ever hear of anybody turn over shoes? You hear an owl and they turn over some shoes?
I heard about it. If you hear one, put some salt in the fire and all sit to bed.
I see.
Yes, I heard that.
I'm interested.
Put your iron in the fire, something of that kind.
I see. I'm interested in hearing about those things.
Yes.
People forget them, you know, and then
that's right.
You lose them.
That's right.
How about the bird that goes like this in wood?
A peck of wood.
You'll really cut out a hole.
Yes, I call it a peck of wood. Some is called sapsucker.
I see. Did you ever hear any person called a peck of wood?
Yes, I sure have.
What is that? Is that a joke, or would you make a man kind of mad if you called him a peck of wood?
Some of them would get more to fight about it. Sure.